Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Kathleen Madigan and Bert Kreischer, both going to phone the program. They're both coming to, they're on tour now all over the place, but Bert's coming to Sioux City. Kathleen will be in our area in April, I believe. And also,
Bert's in Sioux City.
Yeah, Bert's in Sioux City, right.
Kathleen in Council Bluffs.
Tanline Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Also, LD's got a new cartoon out, shorter version, a little quick shorter version cartoons. And we have apparently we got a TikTok channel now, and I got on there. I'm not sure how to do that. It's like private. I don't think it should be private. I think you should just, because apparently somebody has to agree to let me in our own TikTok channel.
I don't know. He may be experimenting with things.
You know, Yeah.
That may not be for public consumption yet.
We can't comment on our Facebook page yet either.
Yeah, you can.
Can we?
Yeah, that's fixed.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I don't want you.
No, I don't want
it
you.
It has been for a while. I told you that.
I don't want you.
I don't like Facebook because they have commenters.
Yeah, just horrible people. You know, people hate us every day. People hate us for some reason or the other, you know. But thanks for listening, by the way.
We're easy to hate.
Yeah.
Really,
the people that used to like us hate us, you know.
Yeah, really don't have to look far for
people that know the whole story. They don't know dick. Just like I don't know anything about your work, you know nothing about our work.
Most
of you get it.
I don't want to know anything about your work.
No.
I'm not demanding an explanation from you.
Yeah.
I'm not putting my foot down and saying, you owe me.
No, thanks for listening, by the way.
Tell me all about your life.
What you hear.
Everything.
Right. Oh, that's right.
All the time.
You owe us. When I was holed up in my house with COVID, my wife and I, people demanded. I said, no, you're not going to know anything. It's my private life. But I told you eventually.
What are you doing, Tyler? Tell me now.
Oh, Jesus. By the way, 99% of you, thank you for listening, and you're not anywhere near that. You accept
that we accept
that we have private lives, and you accept that we have private situations when it comes to work.
I'm expressing the 1%.
Yeah, the very 1% of douchebags. It's all over social media. Morning, Craig.
And don't feel bad. When you had COVID, there were people that were just hoping that it was only me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That was kind of funny.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that was great.
That dude is funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I found this odd today, looking on the on this date thing.
Yeah.
It was on this date in 1609.
Cotton gin.
Mayflower? Working its way over here?
Let them eat cake.
The song Three Blind Mice was published in London.
Three blind mice. I got that. Yeah,
I don't know why that struck me.
It seems like it was a long time ago. You think that would have been like the 1800s or something like that? Yeah.
Well, yeah. Who notices these things?
All right. And the guy wrote it. Was he high? Because that sounds like a high lyric.
Well, it was 1609.
Did he see three blind mice and thought, that's a great song?
Well, was it the precursor to the Stooges?
I'm guessing that's in public domain.
Don't they?
By now.
Yeah.
A lot of those limericks, aren't they traced back to the bubonic plague?
Probably.
Oh, that's a good point, because three blind mice.
Ring around the rosy.
Yeah.
That has to do with the plague.
Pocket full of posy.
They all fall down.
Oh, that's right. We used to think that was a fun kid limerick.
Yeah.
It's about people dying of the plague.
Yeah.
All right.
As I understand it, yeah.
Good thing we got rid of those plagues, huh?
Yeah, it is.
We've come a long way.
No, I won't get a vaccine to stop the plague, and I'll die.
I like plagues because they own the libs.
And I die and don't get to see it.
I like plagues because libs hate them.
Right.
Wherever they ate, I like.
That's true.
It is.
That's exactly true.
Unfortunately.
Libs hate plague, so I like them.
Chuck Liddell facing domestic violence charges following an arrest early Monday morning.
Yeah, that's a tough life. I'm guessing those guys learned they don't hit in the right situations, do they?
No, they figured that an argument between Chuck and his wife turned physical.
Yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to hit women.
What she needs to do is
don't hit women, I should say.
Well, you sit down and say, Chuck, we're going to interview you. And then he falls asleep.
Falls asleep. That's right. Chuck actually fell asleep on the air with us.
And on a Dallas morning news
That was
show.
It. And then we got him on the show, and he started falling asleep
right,
on the show.
He was also sleepy when we talked to Chuck Liddell.
Sleepy and punchy in the morning.
That,
don't hit women.
That Chuck had not slept when we talked to him.
Don't hit women.
No, even if you are an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
Well, especially then.
Even if you are a professional fighter.
A lot of those guys do date. A lot of them, the ones date professional women fighters, too. So be careful what you ask for.
But there's only so many of them.
I know, that are straight.
Well, either way.
Yeah, true. Don't hit each other. Don't hit your spouse. Let's go with that.
Don't hit anybody. Right.
Yeah, but see, the problem is they hit back.
You got to protect yourself, though.
You know? Well, they should, you shouldn't be hit in the first place.
You stop the slap.
No one should.
I've been hit. I've been hit.
Yeah.
Never hit a woman, but I've been hit by a couple of them.
No one should be hit.
Right. I'm anti-violence.
Yeah.
One, two, three. I've been hit by three women.
I only saw the one
and did not hit. Well, you weren't invited to the other two. The other two happened.
You weren't invited to the other meetings.
The other two, you weren't. I didn't know you then.
I don't think I was invited to the one. No, you weren't. I just happened to be witness to it all.
You saw it. But see, I just took it. Eventually, I'll stop the hand from hitting me, and then I will move on with my life. But my wife has never
You did. Me. And then eventually, you started blocking shots.
I had to because it started hurting.
Until I came in and clocked her. No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
I really wanted to.
No.
So I'm genuinely shocked you've never driven your wife to violence against you.
Me
too. She seems like she's right on the edge most of the time.
Yeah, she never hit me.
I'm sure.
Now, if I would do the stuff I did, she would hit me, right?
Sure.
But I don't.
Yeah.
I'm a nice guy.
You've mellowed.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think she's the violent type.
No, not compared to the other two. I think it was three, actually.
She'd just start packing.
I don't know. She's always scared me.
Yeah. Well, you're big pussy.
She's
not physical.
She's intimidating.
She's not physical.
Yeah, but she could reduce you to tears.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A former Pentagon software chief says that he quit.
Well, that's easy for me. Bring me to tears. No issue.
Yeah.
You do it every day.
Former Pentagon software chief says he quit because the U.S. is losing the global tech war. He told the Financial Times that he's resigning from his position because China has already won the tech war. Says the U.S. has no competing fighting chance against China in 15 to 20 years, and some U.S. systems are kindergarten level in comparison. He was the Pentagon's first chief software officer.
Every time people want to spend money to upgrade this stuff, you have a bunch of – this is a fact. This can be on both sides, but you got old white guys in Congress that are tech stupid. And you see them ask these questions that a fifth grader could ask better. It happens all the time.
Yeah, but you need and to explain
people want
to
make,
these guys.
They just want to build tanks.
This is how you do war now.
Right.
And
but they don't know. They don't think so. It's
I
about tanks.
They like – well, that's because
– they're old school. And they keep up their areas of employment.
They
right.
like to build tanks right. because the they like to give the right. people who give them lots of money a government contract.
Right.
No, we probably
need screwed, man.
More defense this.
This country is so screwed.
Instead of tanks, right. the face of warfare has kind of changed.
Every time I see these stories, you'll see congressmen ask people like really stupid questions.
Well, the cold open on SNL this weekend.
Yeah, that was it.
Way too close to the truth.
Yes, it was. The Facebook stuff, right?
Yeah. How big is the algorithm?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They ask those stupid questions. And hell, half the country thinks that The big lie, the big moron is smart. So think about it. We're screwed.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Tobacco usage is now more common than ever, but its history might date back further than we thought. Charred seeds found in an ancient hearth used by hunter-gatherers suggest tobacco was used more than 12,000 years ago, 9,000 years earlier than previously thought.
Smoking seeds.
That's well, tobacco seeds don't contain nicotine by themselves, but their presence, they think, might mean that people handled the leaves and flowing stems, which have an intoxicating effect.
Oh, do they?
Well, yeah. Tobacco does.
Chris Porter had a great tweet the other day. Apparently he was in some state or somewhere, because there's still some loopholes out there in certain places. We walked into a bar and people were smoking. And he goes, at first I thought, hey, this is cool. You know, he doesn't smoke. He goes, and I was there 10 minutes and said, why did we ever allow this? It is crazy to think about it, because we spent our lives in smoky bars, and I never smoked. But there's a loophole in Pennsylvania. I know if you don't serve food and you can walk into a bar there, and I'd heard this. I was going to go meet some buddies at a bar, and somebody goes, hey, you know, that they got smoke in there. I said, what? What year? But there's a loophole. I said, no, we're not going to go there.
Because they're not serving food.
Yeah, it's a weird loophole there. I think it's just stupid. And you walk in there, and by the way, that's where all the smokers go. So it's double what it was even back in the day, you know.
Are there casinos that still allow you to smoke?
Yeah, the one here still smokes.
On the floor.
Yeah.
On the casino floor only.
And they got about 8 or 9 slot machines that are smoke-free, and they're in the same area as the other ones I've heard.
Yeah. It is now illegal in California to remove a condom during sex without consent.
Called stealthing?
Yeah.
Stealthing.
Yeah.
The law expands the civil definition of sexual battery and would allow victims to sue for punitive damages.
Does that go for both sides?
Yes.
Like if she tries to slip it off you?
Maybe.
Without you knowing?
Yeah,
right?
Because maybe she wants to get pregnant.
Yeah.
I don't know if that happens as often, obviously, because she goes, rip that off. I can't feel anything.
Yeah.
I don't like the women say
generally,
that.
Generally, I think
they can still feel it.
This is a dude-aimed law.
It's totally a dude-aimed law.
It is.
It's basically.
Because if you do that, you suck.
You're a horrible person, right?
You're terrible.
Right.
At Pittsburgh International Airport, they've got 10 cars that are going to be going up for auction. These 10 cars have been sitting in the parking lot for a couple of years.
But you can still say, but you're too pretty for condoms.
Yes.
You can say that.
You can agree with it.
And
if she agrees to it.
Yeah, if she agrees that, she is indeed.
Right.
But if she says, no, I'm not, wrap that bear
up.
Then
you got to do it.
Yeah.
I love when women say, wrap that bear up. It just gets me so excited, man. Wrap that bear up. Of course, I don't wrap it up.
So at Pittsburgh International Airport, they've got these 10 cars that have been sitting around for a couple of years.
And they figure if nobody's coming back to get them.
Right. They're going up for auction.
You would think there's a VIN number on there figuring out where it's at.
You'd think that they could figure out
where
these cars
who
came
from. Who originally owned it, yeah.
Well, right. They may have attempted and
that's
nobody responded.
That's
there's no word on that.
Yeah, but it does seem weird.
Yeah, I mean, there's a 2015 Mini Cooper, an 02 BMW. The oldest is a 99 Nissan Maxima. There's an 05 Chevy Trailblazer, an 09 GMC Acadia, 09 Nissan Titan, 013 GMC Terrain.
It's just somebody that ghosted. I mean, think about it. Somebody just said in all those years, hey, I'm out of here. Parked the car at the airport, went and bought a ticket and moved.
Yeah, who
and
cares?
And didn't care. You're right. That's what that's about. And it could have been a single guy that nobody cared about.
Somebody just wanted to get lost.
Right. That's it.
Somebody just wanted to go away.
That's a huge airport, so I'm sure there's a lot of cars in there in and out every day. But I love finally, you know, ever see that car there? Yeah, it's been there 10 years.
And by Two of them.
And by the way, they're not parked in the same, they're not all side by side.
No.
It's a huge parking lot there.
Two of the vehicles have keys.
Okay. That guy totally got out of town real quick. Holy hell, I'm out of town.
Yeah. What's the nicest one?
Well, let's see. The newest one, I think it looks like an 015 Mini Cooper.
I'm guessing they ought to
There's an 013 in there, GMC Terrain. There's 09s, 07s, 05s.
Well, if they've been there 10 years, it has to be at least.
Well, these are 2 years.
Oh, 2 years.
At least 2 years.
I'll back it up to the previous story where Tyler said, I think I probably would have married the first girl who said, wrap that bear up. She would have had my heart.
Yeah. A little tear would have came to my eye. First of all, I said, oh, you listen to the show. Cool.
Apparently, there's this auction at Pittsburgh. This is all kinds of things that people have left at the airport.
Not just like, you mean in bins, that kind of stuff? Because that goes to a certain area. I remember reading that story.
There's all kinds of jewelry, electronic items, a lava lamp, a portable toilet set, rice cooker, an elf on the shelf.
Portable toilet set might not be something you want to better wash.
This is all like probably carry-on stuff.
Yeah, it must. You just somehow it's been abandoned at the airport.
Well, a lot of times you'll
auction it off.
Yeah, you leave something in the back of a seat. That happens a lot.
Sure,
that's electronics.
Yeah. But I think like lost luggage that people don't claim.
They go to that one area.
Yeah, goes to some giant superstore in Alabama.
It's Alabama. Yeah, they showed that
right,
place.
It looks like a thrift store. It looks like a big thrift store.
It's huge, right?
Now, this just says unclaimed items from the airport. So I don't know if it's TSA or stuff people just left laying around.
Yeah, it must have probably stuff that went through the
The conveyor belt and it just nobody picked it up.
Yeah, the carry-on stuff.
I love he just left it there. Pulled up, said, give me a ticket here. I'm out of here.
I got to wonder if some people just didn't forget where their car was.
Yeah, well, I've done that. I did that in our parking lot.
Or they left on vacation, died a horrible death, and have never been seen again.
I did that. I parked at our parking lot at our airport here in Omaha. Okay, I parked near CH. I'll remember that. Don't write it down, Mike. Just remember it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going for like a week. I'm with the family. And we pull back in there, and I said, Rod and I will get the car. You guys wait for the luggage. And I was on the wrong floor completely, and I swore I was on the right floor. So I'm just going, pushing my key fob, walking around, and it's January.
Oh.
Boop, 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 nothing. So I walk on another floor, boop, 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 nothing. I'm thinking, oh, we're screwed. And then I go to another floor, and it's there. There's like five floors. I'm an idiot.
I had the same thing happen to me in Phoenix. I went to retrieve a lost item, and they said, no, you want the other lost and found. So I go all the way to the other end of the terminal, get all turned around, go back to the parking garage. I have no idea where my car is.
I'm familiar with somebody.
I walk for like a half an hour, and I finally flagged down, one of those meter-made cars, one of the little security ladies, and she drove me around the parking lot till we finally found my car. It took about a half an hour.
I'm familiar with somebody, and this is not for the
it's not for the air?
Well, it is for the air, but I'm familiar with somebody that picked up somebody at the airport and they were hammered. And so they just parked the car in the garage here and then went in to get them, the person. The person landed, and he didn't remember where he parked it. And it wasn't like he forgot. He was drunk, so he didn't remember it all. And they had to Uber home.
Oh.
No way he knew he was going to find it.
Did they find the car the next day?
He went back down sober, and they had somebody drive him around the park, and they drive him around looking for it. He didn't say I was hammered when I got here.
Right.
He just said, hey, I can't find my car. They drove him around. They kept driving around. They finally found it.
Seems like it might be easier to find at night.
But literally, he was just see the lights going off. Yeah.
Well,
but literally, he was in there a half hour. Now, don't drink and drive, kids.
No.
But this guy did.
Or adults.
Yeah.
Yeah, or adults.
Yeah, or anybody. Good point, Craig.
leave it to professionals. Good point, Craig.
Yeah, see, that's why.
For the record, neither Tyler or I were drunk when we couldn't find our car.
No, that wasn't. No. I was completely sober, right, I was just a week out, and I forgot.
Right, that was me getting spun around. I was disoriented.
That's why I like the little park and go places, because they give you a little slip of paper. This is the slot you park your car in.
Yeah, I know.
Give this back to the bus driver when you get back.
I'm an idiot. I pull by. You see a big cement thing that says CH. All you got to do is put it on even your phone now. CH. Yeah.
Or
nah,
just,
I'll remember
just take
that.
A picture of it.
Take a picture.
Just take a picture of it.
Too much hassle. I'll remember that.
Yeah, why do we continue to trust our own brains?
I don't know.
Don't we know by now
especially
that they don't work?
A week of alcohol abuse. Or years.
or a week in a row.
A week in a row. That's a good point, Craig. Thank you. That's what I kept explaining to people, but nobody got it.
I'm going to remember this, but I'm also going to have rum for breakfast the next 7 days. Ooh.
It was one of those weeks, by the way, because I was coming back in January. I didn't have rum for breakfast for 7 days. And I remember my phone ringing. My Ryder was only about 13 or something like that. We're walking around the parking lot. I remember my phone ringing. Where are you guys? Oh, don't order cars. So, yeah, I left it there and they sold it.
As far as you know.
As far as I know, they sold it. I said, hell with that. You got a quick one, Craig?
Not really, no.
Okay, all right.
Not anything worthwhile.
All right, cool. Bert Kreischer and Kathleen Madigan.
That's worthwhile.
Bert in the next hour, by the way. About a half hour from now, Bert's going to call. Right. A-list comedians. And Nick will be here. All right. Come on back. It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.